Food trucks in Hong Kong are rolling into a mixed record in their first month of operations. This has been something the government's been talking about for a long time and finally proposed a 2-year pilot program in the 2015 budget. Plans were approved to grant 16 licenses, and last year nearly 200 individuals and companies applied for those 16 licenses. There was a selection process, a cook-off among finalists, much television coverage, and colorful celebrations for the winners. This past Friday, one of the successful applicants gave up his license, saying it no longer made business sense. And many of the ones still in operation are struggling with many regulations and sometimes not so many customers. Official government statistics quoted by local media show one of the more popular spots on the Kowloon side of Hong Kong Harbor gets more than 500 customers a day. But the winner of a coveted waterfront spot in Hong Kong Island's business district of Central is only drawing about 100 a day. The South China Morning Post produced a scathing review of the trucks at the end of the week, calling the food bland, overpriced, and hard to eat. The subheadline proclaimed, "High prices, some uninspired dishes, and poor locations. Hong Kong's first food trucks fall short of expectations." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.